Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 12 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you today. We are following that pedestrian versus vehicle incident that happened on Garden and Palafox this afternoon, about an hour ago or so. We now know a little bit more. It was a jogger that crossed the in front of the vehicle. It was at a light, and he was hit. So no charges will be filed, but we do know it was a jogger crossing the pedestrian, crossing against the light, hit by the vehicles. We do hope he has a speedy recovery, though. All right, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
That's busy day today, Austin. It really is. Two massive plumes of Saharan dust making their way toward the Gulf Coast from the Atlantic. The first is going to reach South Florida by tomorrow. The second and larger plume will reach the Florida Panhandle and engulf the entire state, stretching westward across Louisiana into Texas and northward into Georgia by the end of next week.
And there's an ongoing dispute between Visit Pensacola and the Escambia County's Comptroller's Office. Visit Pensacola CEO Darian Schaefer says the county clerk has withheld millions of dollars in reimbursements over the last several months. Those denied reimbursements have already been approved and are now creating a cash flow problem. County Clerk Pam Childers Thursday afternoon says that she scheduled a meeting next week with members of the TDC, the Office of Management and Budget, and Visit Pensacola to discuss the pending issues.
Okay, here's the third story we want to pass on to you today. When Pensacola fisherman Andrew Smith spotted that young girl caught in a rip current, he did not hesitate. As a matter of fact, he launched his drone, dropping a flotation device and ultimately saving the young girl's life. To recognize Smith's heroic actions, Swell Pro sent him their newest model, the Fisherman FD2 drone, absolutely free of charge. This is a nice deal.
Yeah.
Swell Pro is the world's first company to create waterproof drones and fishing drones.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just a couple more local headlines for you. It looks like yet another Winn-Dixie is closing to convert to an Aldi. This time, it's the location on Creighton and 9th Avenue at Eastgate Plaza. The store will reportedly be closing on August 10th and hopes to reopen as an Aldi Foods by the end of the year. The renovations will take several months to complete, and it's the second Winn-Dixie to convert in our area. A store on 9 Mile Road reopened following a conversion back in March.
Okay, Escambia County Judge Scott Ritchie declined to issue an arrest warrant in connection with the alleged theft of over $11,000 from the town of Century. In March, then interim mayor Alicia Johnson reported to the Escambia Sheriff's Office that there were six missing deposits to their bank account at the United Bank in Flemington. Well, Johnson told deputies that one town employee was solely responsible for making those deposits. Now, the employee denied taking anything. The individual, by the way, no longer employed by the town. Escambia County Sheriff's Office has now closed that investigation, and no reason was given from dropping the case.
And Santa Rosa County officials have approved final plans for four residential subdivision projects, which the P&J reports are set to add nearly 250 new homes to the area. Two of the developments are in pace, while Midway and Milton each have one. D.R. Horton is behind two of the subdivisions, including Deer Ridge Crossing and Midway, featuring 58 lots, and Lakes of Woodbine Phase 3 in pace, which will add 63.
6:15, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. Thank you for staying safe out there. Of course, be aware of the hectic nature of downtown Pensacola, especially tonight with the parade and with we did have some graduations earlier. That shouldn't be much of a problem now, though. Also, do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but that should clear out sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 87 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. This weekend, going to be sunny, mostly clear both days. Highs for both days also sitting at 85.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, we are working a busy day today. Let's see, pedestrian hit by a car at Palafox and Garden. We have a parade and we have graduations.
Yeah.
That's within a few blocks of each other.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's kind of congested down there. Hey, a Canadian man pled guilty after a wild airport assault in Miami. Chris DeMio has the details.
28-year-old Cameron McDougall of Toronto's layover turning into a federal case after he attacked two TSA agents. The December 2024 incident, which stunned travelers and injured security personnel, was caught on video. It shows McDougal throwing punches, getting flipped over on a screening bin cart, and continuing to resist as agents tried to restrain him. He's pled guilty and faces a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Florida leaders mourning the death of FSU president and longtime state lawmaker John Thrasher. He passed away at the age of 81 after losing his battle with cancer. Thrasher served as FSU president from 2014 to 2021 and held leadership roles in both chambers of the legislature. He was also a decorated Vietnam War vet and FSU alum.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the weekend. This is News Radio 92.3. City of Tampa is getting ready for the Atlantic hurricane season, which officially begins Sunday. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says the city has learned from devastating storms in the past, but it's also asking the public to do its part to stay safe.
Getting those evacuation kits done, trimming your trees, making sure that any debris around your house, patio furniture, those types of things, that you have a plan for all of that. You have gas if you have a generator. The generator's outside whenever you use that.
All right. And Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz speaking out after her surprise visit to an immigration holding facility in Miami. She said over 1,100 migrants are crammed into the Chrome Detention Center, which is designed to hold less than 900 people. Two men in ICE custody died inside Chrome recently. And Wasserman Schultz says she's also concerned that the Trump administration wants to allocate $45 billion to expand immigrant detention facilities and services.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3, Florida's Governor DeSantis voting for a bill that was intended to allow more people to sue doctors for malpractice damages. Eben Brown reports from Miami.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis Thursday vetoed a bill passed by the state legislature that was intended to allow people to sue physicians and healthcare facilities for punitive damages for deaths of relatives over the age of 25. DeSantis claims it would have led to more frivolous lawsuits and doctors not wanting to practice in the state.
That will protect the access to care, will protect the cost from spiraling out of control.
State law allows relatives to sue for malpractice to recover economic damages, such as loss of income to a family. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida residents can expect a sales tax holiday on hurricane supplies this year. Although the season officially starts on Sunday, Governor Ron DeSantis said a tax-free holiday will be put in place once lawmakers pass a state budget. He made the remarks during a stop at a Home Depot in Palm Beach County today, and he also expects there to be a tax-free holiday for back-to-school supplies later this summer.
Okay, immigration and customs enforcement agents carried out a raid in Tallahassee. That led to many arrests. Luann Sorrell, she's down in Orlando's Fox 35, has the details.
ICE agents raid a construction site in Tallahassee, detaining more than 100 people believed to be here in the country illegally. Dozens of federal and state law enforcement agencies handcuffed construction workers and then loaded them onto a bus. All of this happening at a site that will eventually become apartments for students at Florida State University. The raid comes as a new state law targeting undocumented immigrants who enter Florida continues to be challenged in court.
Just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the biggest national headlines spanning the entire U.S. of A here.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Your life and your loved ones' lives depends on what you've done to prepare. Disasters, shortages, supply chain failures, they're not ifs, they're whens. Don't be left without life-saving medication. The Jace case is a prescribed set of emergency antibiotics, life-saving medications you have on hand before you need them, offering peace of mind, no panicking, fast, affordable, and could save your life. Go to JASE.com. Use code RADIO for a discount, because once the shelves are empty, it's already too late.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Tuesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs and find the right insurance products that best fit the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement. Or if you're looking for options now, they'll be taking your calls and questions. Tuesday at 10 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable. Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. Inflation cooling down last month. Jenny Casola has a look at it.
The latest inflation numbers are suggesting improvement. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for April rose just 0.1%, also 0.1% higher excluding food and energy. For the year ending in April, the PCE moderated to a 2.1% increase, and the core PCE came in at 2.5%. Both numbers are down from March. Also, the U.S. trade deficit in goods plunged in April to $87.6 billion, after a record of $162.3 billion in March. It's a sign that companies pulled back on importing products last month after stockpiling in April. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money today. Laura Kantner has the latest.
Google back in federal court Friday, the Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit against the search engine giant, hoping to ban its exclusivity agreements and force the sale of its Chrome browser. Dell Technologies is raising its forecast for the year. The maker of computers and software says it's seeing increased demand for its servers used in AI. Shares of Cooper Companies are tanking. It's one of the worst performing stocks on the S&P 500 Friday. This comes after the contact lens maker lowered its full-year organic growth forecast. Stocks ending Friday mixed, the Dow finishing up 54, S&P 500 down almost half a point, NASDAQ down 62. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
625, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, sir. Not too much to focus on, thankfully. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Hopefully that will die down soon. Looking downtown, we were expecting some backups to linger a bit longer. Actually, a lot of the congestion has seemingly cleared out. So thank you for being mindful of the road closures down there and not ruining anything. Let's see. Looking at the weather here, at least on a local scale, we are sitting at around 87 degrees. It's going to be a low of 69 tonight with a 30% chance of storms. Saturday and Sunday, sunny, mostly clear, no rainfall chances in sight. Highs for both days, 85 degrees.
Okay, 626. Nice weather kind of outlook for the weekend here. Let me kind of get you up to speed with the Atlantic hurricane season. Yes, it begins this Sunday. How prepared are you? Eben Brown reports from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Forecasters expect a large number of cyclones in the Atlantic and in the Gulf of America this summer. And while forecasting a storm's track is vastly improved, it is still your local leaders who decide on things like curfews and evacuations.
Those officials that are going to be ordering evacuations and other safety preparedness information. So find them now. Follow them on social media. Know where to get that information on the web or online or through local media outlets.
Michael Brennan is the director here at the National Hurricane Center, which now can provide 72-hour advance warning of where a cyclone's impacts will hit. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump set to hold a rally in Pittsburgh today. Chris, I recently saw some footage at this rally and had some Steelers representation there. We'll get to them in a minute. But it's his first rally since his reelection, and it follows the announcement that Japan-based Nippon Steel will be allowed to invest in U.S. steel. We saw Rocky Blyer, former Steelers player, military veteran, presented him with a custom 47 Trump jersey.
Okay, an Oval Office send-off for Elon Musk, who's ending his time leading the department, leading Doge, Jared Halpern, up there at the White House this afternoon with the story.
Elon Musk's term as a special government employee has come to an end.
He stepped forward to put his very great talents into the service of our nation, and we appreciate it.
President Trump says Musk led the most sweeping and consequential government reform program in generations, touting savings identified by Doge. Musk says he'll remain a friend and advisor to the president.
I think the Doge team is doing an incredible job. They're going to continue doing an incredible job.
Doge claims it saved the government nearly $200 billion, far short of a $1 trillion goal set by Musk. But the billionaire says he believes that goal can still be reached as cuts are made permanent over time. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And former President Biden says he feels good when talking about his prostate cancer diagnosis. He spoke to reporters at a Memorial Day event in Delaware, and he said the expectation is he's going to be able to beat it. The former president said he has started treatment, and he joked that he's mentally incompetent and can't walk, as President Trump and others have questioned whether he was fit enough to hold office. Now, this is where I come up to bat for Biden. When asked about Democrats who were reportedly concerned about his run for a second term, Biden said, "Why didn't they run against me then?" And then he said he could have beaten them.
Okay, 627, making too much sense here today.
Really bad.
An appeals court has allowed President Trump's tariffs to remain in effect, at least temporarily, and some more trade deals could soon be on the horizon. Edward Lawrence is at the White House.
The White House maintains that the trade talks are still going on. India talks, they're continuing. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is meeting the Japanese delegation this morning. The U.S. Trade Representative says other countries are treating this like a bump in the road. He says he's been told by his counterparts that they are negotiating as if the three-judge panel ruling never happened, all except China. The president posting on Truth Social this, that he made a fast deal with China, adding, "The bad news is that China, perhaps not surprisingly to some, has totally violated its agreement with the U.S. so much for being Mr. Nice Guy."
And President Trump won't say if he'll pardon Sean Diddy Combs if the rap mogul is found guilty in his sex trafficking trial. Trump was asked a question during an Oval Office event today and paused before saying, "First of all, I'd look at what's happening." He then said he hasn't been watching too closely, adding that Combs used to really like him a lot, but when he ran for office, that relationship busted up.
Well, the mayor of Boston going ballistic here this afternoon. Several ICE bust in Beantown is really showing the resistance as a sanctuary city. Liberals are embraced into it. They're mad because of ICE went in there and did these arrests. Bill Malusian has a total definition of what I'm talking about.
Every time that we embed with ICE here in the greater Boston area, they end up arresting a handful of illegal alien child rapists who are all somehow just out and roaming on the streets. That was the case yet again during our embed when a previously deported child rapist was found living right next to a playground. I also asked the head of ICE Boston to respond to Tim Walz's comments calling ICE the modern day Gestapo. She said his choice of words is using ICE as a political football, and it's putting a target on ICE's head at a time when things are pretty dangerous out there for them. And she wonders, how can anybody out there be against removing murderers, child rapists, and fentanyl dealers from their local communities?
And your Pittsburgh Today touting a deal between U.S. Steel and Japan's Nippon Steel. Although Nippon now has partial ownership, Trump says U.S. Steel will remain an American company.
The best and strongest steel on earth will forever be made in America and made in Pennsylvania.
The president also says he's going to double tariffs on foreign steel from 25 to 50%. Elon Musk officially ends his work in the Trump administration with the Department of Government Efficiency. Fox's Grady Trimble reports.
With Elon Musk stepping back from Doge, President Trump says he's now going to turn to Congress to make sure its work continues. To start, the Trump administration is sending to Congress a bill that would cut $9.4 billion from USAID, NPR, and PBS.
Democrats oppose those cuts. America's listening to Fox News.
Celebrating 15 years of excellence, Nancy's Catering and Events has been feeding Pensacola's most unforgettable occasions since 2010. Led by award-winning executive chef Gus Silivos, Nancy's team brings top culinary creations and guest experiences to the Gulf Coast area. From lavish weddings and galas to seaside crab boils and garden parties, Nancy's has you covered. For more information and to see the array of menus and services, visit nancyscateringandevents.com. Nancy's Catering and Events, where your perfect event begins.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer SHINE counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Kristen Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, two massive plumes of Saharan dust are making their way toward the Gulf Coast from the Atlantic. The first will reach South Florida by tomorrow. The second and larger plume will reach the Florida Panhandle and engulf the entire state, stretching westward across Louisiana into Texas and northward into Georgia by the end of next week.
Okay, there is number two, by the way. There's an ongoing dispute between Visit Pensacola and the Escambia County's Comptroller's Office. Visit Pensacola CEO Darren Schaefer says the county clerk has withheld millions of dollars in reimbursements over the last several months. Those denied reimbursements have already been approved and are now creating a cash flow problem. County Clerk Pam Childers Thursday afternoon says she scheduled a meeting next week with members of the TDC, the Office of Management and Budget, and Visit Pensacola to discuss those pending issues.
And your third and final top story this afternoon. When Pensacola fisherman Andrew Smith spotted a young girl caught in a dangerous rip current, he didn't hesitate. He launched his drone, dropped a flotation device, and ultimately saved her life. To recognize Smith's heroic actions, Swell Pro has sent him their newest model, the Fisherman FD2 drone, free of charge. Swell Pro is the world's first company to create waterproof drones and fishing drones.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Four straight wins for the Oilers. They lost game one with a five-goal Dallas third period, and we have a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final.
And here it goes toward the empty net and in with 10.8 to go.
The Edmonton Oilers did not let up. On ESPN, the NHL's Western Conference Final ended in Game 5 in Dallas last night, where the Oilers built a 3-0 lead just over 8 minutes into the game and beat the Stars 6-3. Edmonton, which lost the first three games of the Stanley Cup Final last year before it won three in a row to force a Game 7 only to lose to the Panthers, will get another shot at Florida. Game 1 of the Cup Final next Wednesday in Edmonton. First time in 16 years we have a rematch in the Cup Final. Then the Red Wings won it in 2008 against the Penguins before Pittsburgh took the Cup the next year. This is the fifth time since the NHL expansion in the 1967-68 season. The same two teams will play in the Stanley Cup Final 2 years in a row. The NBA Finals are not set. The Indiana Pacers had a chance to advance out of the Eastern Conference Finals in New York, but the Knicks had other plans. Two nights after, they gave up 43 points in the first quarter and lost Game 5 at Indianapolis. New York held Indiana to only 43 points in the first half. The Knicks won the contest by 17, their first win on their home court in the series, 111-94. Game-high 32 points for Jalen Brunson.
I just feel like we just played better. We played better. We played to our standards. And you got to give them a lot of credit for the way they play, but we played Knicks basketball tonight.
Looking ahead to Game 6, you guys have confidence on the road. Does the pressure shift for you, or did you never feel the pressure in the first place?
Just focus on one thing at a time, one quarter, and then go from there. Focus on the first quarter.
Knicks star Jalen Brunson with TNT after he scored 14 of his 32 points in the first quarter of the Knicks' season-saving 111-94 win over the Pacers. Indiana hosts Game 6 tomorrow night. If the Pacers win, they'll move into the finals against the Oklahoma City Thunder. If the Knicks win tomorrow, there'd be a winner-take-all Game 7 in New York Monday. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a premier tight end could be on the move. ESPN reports that the Miami Dolphins are shopping Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. Smith hasn't reported to OTAs after expressing interest in reworking his current contract. The 29-year-old played under Pittsburgh OC Arthur Smith back when they were in Atlanta together.
Okay, an NBA star has been accused of sexual assault. We're talking about Zion Williamson from New Orleans. Jerry Max has the report.
Two-time NBA All-Star forward and former Duke University standout Zion Williamson has been accused of having sexually assaulted a woman he was in a relationship with, allegedly from around 2018 when he was at school, until 2023. A suit filed in Los Angeles Superior Court Thursday claims the plaintiff, under the pseudonym Jane Doe, was raped by Williamson twice at his home in Beverly Hills in 2020. The suit alleges abuse that was sexual, physical, emotional, and financial in nature, and that these two incidents were not isolated. The suit claims Williamson continued to abuse, rape, assault, and batter plaintiff in California and other states, including Louisiana and Texas, until the relationship ended in 2023. Jane Doe also claims Williamson intentionally imprisoned her inside a car and threatened to have his armed security guard kill her and her parents. Jared Max, Fox News.
And today is the first day that U.S. Open tickets go on sale to the general public. The U.S. Open is expanding to 15 days this year, with the tennis tournament in Queens starting on a Sunday for the first time. The Grand Slam event kicks off August 24th, and the first round will be spread out over the first 3 days.
Okay, California State Track and Field Championships underway today. Under the shadow of a Department of Justice Title IX probe, Jonathan Hunt is in La La Land this afternoon.
Transgender athlete, 16-year-old A.B. Hernandez, almost immediately in action in the high jump, long jump, and triple jump. Hernandez, of course, has become the poster child for the debate over transgender athletes. Unnamed in the DOJ's announcement of its Title IX investigation of the California Interscholastic Federation's policies, but clearly referenced when the DOJ wrote, quote, "As a result of CIF's policies, California's top-ranked girls triple jumper and second-ranked girls long jumper is a boy."
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. We have a 4-8 quarterback competition in Cleveland right now between Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. In all likelihood, the Browns will throw either Flacco or Pickett to the walls early, as Cleveland's first six games are against the Bengals, Ravens, Packers, Lions, Vikings, and Steelers. After that, the Browns have a stretch against the Dolphins, Patriots, and Jets. And in one of those three games, I'll be surprised if we don't see a QB change, where either Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel get their shot to shine as QB1. I'm Zach Gelb.
The cost of mesothelioma treatments can exceed $400,000, and families often face losing their homes and life savings just to pay the bill. The Rights and Claims Department of Flint Cooper has helped victims secure financial support they need to pay for their care and ensure their family's future. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma and don't have legal representation, call Flint Cooper now at 800-606-8169. Time is running out for you to file a claim, so don't wait. Call 800-606-8169 for a free consultation.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor.
And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a candy giant issuing a recall here today after contamination with cannabis. And for you folks needing a definition there, a pot.
Yeah.
Dealing with pot.
Mary Jane. There you ganja.
Go. Dave's not here, man. Lillian Wu's reporting.
Candy maker Haribo, well known for its iconic gummy bears, is recalling bags of its cola bottle-shaped candies in the Netherlands, where authorities were alerted after several members of a family, including children, fell ill after eating candy from a 2.2-pound bag of Haribo Happy Cola Fizz. Samples revealed the product was laced with cannabis, and Dutch police are investigating how the candy became contaminated. The company saying although only three contaminated bags had been identified so far, it's recalling the entire batch as a precaution. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And a new coronavirus strain has been detected in NYC and could lead to an uptick in cases this summer. Heard us talking about this earlier this week. CDC says a form of the Omicron variant has been flagged in airport screening, with the first cases in the U.S. coming back in March. The variant has spread rapidly throughout China, and it's now been confirmed in several states. Symptoms are similar to other COVID variants.
This is getting very interesting. The deadline has passed for the White House doctor and aides for former President Joe Biden to agree to be interviewed by the House Oversight Committee as investigations continue into the former president's decline during his term. Christina Coleman has the story.
Republican Senators Eric Schmidt and John Cornyn will lead the first Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on this matter. It's scheduled for June 18th. Meantime, Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are also investigating when Biden's apparent cognitive decline began, how far it progressed, and who was making critical decisions on his behalf. The committee said it is ready to issue subpoenas. No interviews have been confirmed or scheduled yet.
And a Kansas state law is being challenged in court over end-of-life care for pregnant patients. Three women, one of whom is currently pregnant, and two doctors filed a lawsuit related to the clause in the state's Natural Death Act. It denies people who are pregnant with the ability to accept or refuse health care if they become incapacitated or terminally ill. The plaintiffs argue that the clause violates their rights to liberty and personal autonomy and infringes on their right to privacy. The doctors who joined the lawsuit also say the law forces them to provide pregnant patients with a lower standard of care than other patients and opens them up to civil and criminal lawsuits and professional penalties.
Now, the government is still trying to get access to Wuhan, China. As the FBI is investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic, Rich Edson has the details.
More global intelligence agencies are finding COVID-19 likely leaked accidentally from a lab in Wuhan, China. And now FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino says the Bureau is examining how the global pandemic started, writing, quote, "As we read and process reports of a new COVID strain emerging, I want you to know that we are actively investigating in multiple field offices the cover-up of the origin of the COVID-19 virus, along with associated matters requiring our attention. You deserve answers." Now, the scope or targets of this investigation are unclear. 2 years ago, the FBI publicly acknowledged that officials there believed the pandemic most likely began in a Chinese lab. That's also the CIA's assessment.
And officials across the U.S. are sending out warnings about smoke from Canadian wildfires. Parts of Canada are under a state of emergency due to raging wildfires, and the smoke is heading towards the central U.S. Air quality alerts are in effect today for parts of North Dakota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. It could continue across the country into the Carolinas by tomorrow.
There could be a possible fix for knee pain by stimulating a nerve in the ear. Lisa Brady has more on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. For the nearly 1 in 4 Americans suffering from knee pain, a recent study reveals pain relief may be possible through the ear. According to early trial results published in the journal Osteoarthritis and Cartilage Open, stimulating the vagus nerve through the ear improved knee pain for some patients. For the initial trial, using a vagus nerve simulation device placed on the ear for an hour, the device then sent electrical pulses to the branch of the vagus nerve running through the ear. Overall, a third of the participants felt a noticeable improvement in their knee pain following treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
645 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price. Look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, not much going on the roads from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there, especially downtown where we got the parade going on. Also, we do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but it's pretty pedestrian at this time. As for the weather, sitting at around 87 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, both going to be sunny, mostly clear, highs of 85.
News Radio 92.3, this is breaking information. A shooting has just occurred in the Pensacola Village. There's one victim, not much other information. This is just happening, so it's very sketchy at this point. The PPD folks are warning people, do not approach Pensacola Village. The gunman is still at large. So again, shooting at Pensacola Village just occurred moments ago. One victim. They're asking listeners, viewers, do not approach Pensacola Village. The gunman is still at large. So, again, that just happening. Pensacola Village, Mike Wood, PPD spokesman, keeping us informed on that one.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed today, with the Dow gaining 54 points, the S&P 500 down less than a point, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost 62 points, good enough for a loss of 0.3%. The Supreme Court ruling today that President Donald Trump can, in fact, terminate the protected status of around 500,000 immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. An appeal of the president's order is pending. Shares of Costco are up slightly in after-hours trading, despite the warehouse club posting quarterly earnings and revenue that did in fact top their estimates, reporting 8% year-over-year sales growth. Costco's net income for the three-month period ending May 11th rose to $1.9 billion. U.S. crude oil futures for July delivery are down a quarter percentage point under $61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 648, News Radio 92.3. President Trump says China is breaking a tentative trade agreement to lower tariff rates. Jared Halpin has more for us.
President Trump says Beijing has totally violated a 90-day agreement lowering tariffs on goods from the U.S. and China.
But I'm sure that I'll speak to President Xi and hopefully we'll work that out. But yeah, there's a violation of the agreement.
The president did not detail what that violation is, but in an earlier social media post hinted at a U.S. response, writing, "So much for being Mr. Nice Guy. Import taxes on Chinese goods to the U.S. hit 145% before the deal reduced that tariff to 30%. China lowered its tariff from 125% to 10%. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Securities and Exchange Commission is dropping its case against Binance. The crypto exchange platform was accused of operating an unregistered exchange, artificially inflating its trading volume, and misleading investors about its surveillance and controls. A little bit of everything. The dismissal comes as the SEC continues to pull back on enforcement against the digital asset industry under President Trump, and the Binance case was one of the final remaining Biden-era crypto lawsuits.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you this Friday afternoon. Elon Musk is ending his time in the Trump administration, at least officially. Jared Halpin has more.
The special government employee term for Elon Musk is expiring, but President Trump says the leading figure of Doge will remain a presence.
Well, I expect to continue to provide advice whenever the president would like advice.
I hope so.
Musk says many members of the Doge team will stay in place and the work to root out wasteful spending will continue.
With the support of the president and Congress, could we achieve $1 trillion of savings? I think so. We're on track to do so.
Doge claims to have identified nearly $200 billion in savings so far. at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Nintendo aiming to give parents more peace of mind ahead of the launch of its newest gaming console, the Switch 2. The video game giant revealed updates to its Switch Parental Controls app. That includes game chat features where parents can see who their kids under the age of 16 are talking with online, and it also enables restrictions for camera use. The Switch 2 is set to hit shelves on Monday.
Hurricane season for the Atlantic Basin getting underway on Sunday, and U.S. forecasters are reminding you that cyclones are not solely a coastal risk. Eben Brown reports from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Last year's Hurricane Helene was the most destructive and devastating hurricane to strike the U.S. since Katrina in 2005. But the misery and the costly aftermath wasn't near a beach nor a seaport, National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
There were 175 direct fatalities from Helene. The vast majority of them occurred in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, well away from where Helene actually made landfall.
Helene wreaked the most havoc in and around Asheville, North Carolina, with raging rain and floods, and it technically wasn't a hurricane by then. At the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 6:51. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes with a final check of the roads and weather and some pop culture notes to ease you into this weekend.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, don't miss the Grand Fiesta Parade in downtown Pensacola. Don't miss the crews, high school bands, the King, Queen, and their court. The fun rolls at 7. The Fiesta Boat Parade is Saturday beginning at 1. The best place to catch the colorful parade from land will be from Sanders Beach, Corinne Jones Center, or Plaza de Luna downtown. Find more events and submit your radio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Senator Rick Scott's visit to Pensacola yesterday at Joe Paddy's with a lot of local leaders in anticipation of hurricane season. What was said, what tips and advice were given. Also, his comments about the Hope Florida Foundation scandal, very interesting, including the relevance of a judicial appointment to the federal bench by President Trump. The Haas Center does a short overview look at the economics around the $25 million turfing of the John R. Jones facility. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Saturday, it's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
News Radio 92.3, this is breaking news just happening here in Pensacola. A shooting has called Village. One victim is involved. This is very sketchy information. This just happening moments ago. The gunman is still at large around the Pensacola Village. PPD's asking you, do not approach the village. The gunman is armed and at large, so just be extra careful. In that area. Again, shooting just occurred, Pensacola Village, one victim, and it's at that complex on Fairfield. So just be aware that a shooting occurring at the Pensacola Village this afternoon. This is breaking news from News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, a judge has ruled the man accused of stalking Jennifer Aniston is unfit for trial. Michelle Polino has the details.
A Los Angeles judge has ruled that the man accused of stalking Jennifer Aniston and driving through her front gate is mentally incompetent to stand trial. The decision came Thursday after a second psychiatrist confirmed that 48-year-old Jimmy Wayne Carwile, who's facing felony stalking and vandalism charges, is not mentally fit to proceed. Judge Maria Cavalluzzi added criminal proceedings will remain suspended. She also ordered for further evaluations to determine where he'll be held and what care he needs. Carwile, who has pleaded not guilty, appeared behind glass in a jail uniform, a stark contrast to earlier hearings where he wore a suicide prevention smock. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
6:55. Heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price in. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Not too much going on the roads here. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so, especially if you're in the downtown areas. Fiesta Day Parade going on, so there's road closures and detours and all that stuff, all that jazz. As for the weather, 87 degrees, low of 69 tonight with a 30% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday, though, no rain chances in sight. Sunny, mostly clear both days with a high of 85.
Yeah, the Grand Fiesta Parade rolling in about 5 minutes. Of course, Spring and Garden is the start of the parade. It'll take a right on Garden, head to Palafox, left on Palafox, up to right, do the loop at Wright Street, straight back down Palafox, disbanding on Main Street. Parade rolling in about 5 minutes, so hope you have a great time with that. An Arizona professor is accused of making female students undress on stage in front of everybody. Gary Baumgarten has more.
The community college drama professor is not only accused of making three female students strip, but also making the class watch pornography. 56-year-old Mace Archer's unorthodox lesson plans came to light in an Arizona Republic investigative report. Students say their complaints to Mesa Community College officials fell on deaf ears. The college says it can't comment on an active personnel matter. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Well, of course, we had Todd Chrisley and his wife being pardoned by President Trump, and that's got the Tiger King Joe Exotic wanting to know where the heck his pardon is. He posted on social media after the Chrisleys were released, wanting to know why the Trump administration hasn't heard his pleas to be released from jail. Exotic posted on X that the Chrisleys admitted to perjury on world television, but he's been left to die of cancer before he can get any help. Exotic was first arrested in Gulf Breeze back in 2018, but more recently, he spent several months in the Milton Hilton as he was appearing at a civil trial.
Just trying to keep everybody happy here. Julian's Auctions returning with a star-studded music icon sale. Here's Michelle with more.
Julian's Auctions is bringing back its fan favorite music icons auction live from the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square today and tomorrow. Over 700 lots will hit the block, including stage-played instruments, iconic fashion, handwritten lyrics, and personal items from legends like Kurt Cobain, Eric Clapton, David Bowie, Elvis, U2, Taylor Swift, Freddie Mercury, and the Beatles. The centerpiece is the Julian Lennon Collection, featuring rare Beatles memorabilia, including gold record awards for Hey Jude and Revolver, original lyrics, and animation cells from Yellow Submarine. The collection is on display at the Hard Rock in New York. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Taylor Swift is acquiring the master recordings to her first six albums. The purchase gives Swift the rights to everything from her albums, music videos, and concert specials during that period to artwork and topography, all of which was off limits to her for the last 6 years. While no price tag will be publicly listed, Swift has characterized the sale as exceptionally fair and reasonable.
Okay, Russell Brand appeared in court in London today to answer the charges of rape and sexual assault. CJ Papa has more.
The words "not guilty" uttered after each of the five charges leveled against Russell Brand. The first accusation of rape against the actor and comedian dates back to 1999. A second woman claims he grabbed her forearm and attempted to drag her into a men's bathroom at a TV station in London in 2001. A third accuser says she met him at a birthday party in a bar in 2004, where he allegedly grabbed her breasts before pulling her into a bathroom and forcing her to perform oral sex. The final accuser says Brand grabbed her by the face with both hands, pushed her against the wall, and kissed her before groping her breasts and buttocks. The trial for Brand, who turns 50 next week, scheduled to begin June 3rd, 2026, and is expected to last 4 to 5 weeks. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And George R.R. Martin says he will never finish the next book in the Game of Thrones series. The author of the fantasy novel series shared the news on his blog that the sixth book, The Winds of Winter, will likely not be completed. However, he added that if he does, he will never finish A Dream of Spring, which would have been the series' seventh book. Martin says he lost all interest in the series that has been out on shelves since 1996.
Okay, Austin, actress Loretta Swit has died at the age of 87. This is the theme music from MASH. She was hot lips Houlihan in that series. She was a great actress and definitely will be missed. Hey, I want you to have a great afternoon, great weekend, everybody. Austin and I will be back Monday, 4 o'clock on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.